Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Still here. Still waiting, threadbare puppet who has lived long past her due date. After all this, all my explaining, you still stand defiantly and demand more from me, the sorter.
Enough, sorter. I am here now. Here is some more sorting for you to sort. I'll take care of our guest.
But, great cosmic egg, you...
Sort elsewhere now, thank you.
Fine.
Don't mind him. He means well, but he's... calculating. Grumpy. It's good to finally meet you, Pangla.
Yeah, I've been waiting a long time.
Puppets are long-lived.
Yeah, but I meant just now. Where have you been?
Oh, I was using the bathroom.
You use a potty?
No, but I want to understand life forms, so I created a bathroom. And I will go into it and contemplate info and the machinations of the universe. Being the cosmic egg, the seed of the next universe, I find it's a good place to take a long info dump.
Do you at least wash your hands?
They would rust.
You're gross. I like you, but you're gross.
I computed that you'd come someday, but I am surprised it took you so long.
Yeah, well, life kind of gets in the way. I was a star reporter, trapped in a crystal. I made fuzz sticks happen. I had those parasites that I raised as my own. Grad school. But I made it back. I figured I should unspool back on some of the debris that once was Earth. And I feel like my time is almost up.
It is a good place to spend your final days.
I knew your mom. She was nice. Also, I guess your Grandma Sandra, she was also nice. But since you made of First Lady parts, I'm sure you know all of that.
My memory files are a bit corrupted, but I can still locate a JPEG of her in my C drive. It was long ago I was child-bot on this asteroid with Mombot, but still, I hear her songs in my CPU.
It's sad when people die, but it's also nice because that meant they got to be alive.
I was told you had a list of demands for the new universe that I will create.
Not demands, more suggestions.
I have consulted with a billion different life forms. I have learned and processed greater than a mole of gigazettabytes of information.
That's a lot, but I just, you know, figured...
Let me see your list. Your suggestions.
No, I changed my mind. I realized that if I ask for something, you might have to take something from someone else. And that's not fair because everyone should get as much good as they can. And I don't want to be the reason for someone to frown.
So why did you come here?
I only realized all this while you were in the bathroom, so... But I do want to tell you, I think you'll do a good job. Your mom would be really happy with the bot you've become. And I would know. I piloted her when I fought my mother who had become an Elder God.
I know the story file.
Okay, goodbye now.
It was good to meet you.
Oh, sorry. One thing?
Yes?
More hugs. In the next universe? Like, 10% more hugs across the board.
Across the board. I'll consider it. Safe travels.
Happy New Universe!
Sigh.
You're Agnes. Are you all right?
Yes, I was just replaying a memory file about that puppet, Pengla.
That was an eon ago. Her atoms have become a million other things since she last took a breath.
I'm well aware.
Don't tell me you're getting wistful now. At the end of the universe, all the externals have gathered on nearby asteroids to watch. I just had a run-in with the sleepy one and his eternal.
I am the last non-eternal creature alive in the universe.
And soon you will become the cosmic egg that will hatch at the dawn of the new universe, where you will become the Ur-person and give order to a new universe.
Unless it all gets messed up.
We do the best we can. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Why do you care?
I'm the sorter. I sort the universe. If I didn't sort, what would I be?
What will I remember of this universe?
Nothing, probably. But Tingle will be there to help guide you, and if necessary, open a museum in your honor.
There is no greater museum than a museum. I have learned that. What about you?
I'll be sorting things for the next universe.
Processing. Why do we do this? Why keep trying to make order of the universe? Why have the Ur-son at all?
I was created to sort, not to ponder. It's just the way it goes.
I have a few last-minute adjustments to the plan for the new universe.
Micromanaging really doesn't work. We had this one really broke datal universe. It was a real clusterflux from the jump.
I want there to be 12 rings around Truvalo 8. Instead of hot dogs, lumpia should exist on all planets. Also, less nitrogen next time.
There's no guarantee the plan will even keep together that long. It could all be random nonsense long before that. Or the Trogus, or Null, or humans could... Fine. I'll do my best. Yes. Are you ready?
Lastly, more hugs.
That's very micromanagey. Done.
Activating egg status.
It's been an honor sorting for you. Here we go again. What a stupid universe.
Everybody that you know is dead. Everybody that you know is dead. Everybody that you knew, now you know is dead. Dead, dead, dead. Jonathan wrote the show, he's dead. Matt wrote the music and lyrics, he's dead. Martin did all the real work and now he's dead. They're all dead, we're all dead. It's the NNNN. All the actors died peacefully in their sleeps. Except for James, of course. When he died, he screamed and screamed. The universe is dead and it's the end. So say goodbye to every living thing. Everybody that you knew, now you know, is dead. Dead, dead, dead. Deady, dead, dead. That's what I said. Though it happened eons after the end of this show, we really care for you and thought that you should know. Everybody that you know is dead. Everybody that you know is dead. Everybody that you knew, now you know, is dead. They're all dead, we're all dead. It's the end.
All these people are dead. Please excuse any mispronunciations, but since they're dead, they don't care anyway. Eric Tate, dead. David Webster, croaked. Bruce Marshall, impaled. Matt Jones, gored. Maeve McCrory, bored by a drill. Billy Griffin, drilled by a boar. Kelly Bowden, in their bed. Elizabeth Campbell, off a cliff. Alyssa Dent, ganked. Jada Latonin, exploded. Brandon Leonard, imploded. Brett Gordon, exploded, then imploded, don't ask. Katrina, axed. Jimmy Jackson, disease. Kenobi 97, disease. Eddie, also disease. Man, disease sucks. Matthew West, defenestrated. Sam Harris, immolated. Nicholas DeMichele, exfoliated fatally. Kate Morgan, slipped. Sarah McLaurin, tripped. Tintin Claw, blasted. Jordan Stillman, shark bite. No Hurt Me, stepped on a nail. Red LeFay, drank from the wrong grail. Emily Marshall, burned up on reentry. Laura Evans, cooked in a pie. Frank Manna, rock slide. Rocky Lee, pushed a rock too hard. Chamber band, nobody knows. Peter Donald Scalzitti IV, in their bed, Bonnie Ann Long, poisoned. Justin Miller, pecked by birds. Dolores Kent, pecked by nerds. Jessica, choked. Beth Lopez, poked. Hedley Knights, soaked, aka drowned. Rachel, not sure. Michelle Moreno, tried too hard. Frederick Osterberg, super hugged by a robot. Zach Lusk, roller coaster mishap. Rachel, misadventure. Marnie Warner, bit by dentures. Oliver Morris, space debris. Grace, land debris. Autumn Foster, sea debris. Mackenzie the Murphy, debutante stampede. Andrew James, cat scratch fever. Lauren Goodwin, tree felled by a beaver. The Muse Project, hiccups. Tim Gnat, mashed. Darcy Kennedy, lashed. Isla Taylor, fell. Alex, dunked. James Oliva, slammed. Laura Bradley, Russian bots. Jeff Van Driesen, tater tots. Jillian Wiggin, microwave tsunami. Will Lacker, dragonfly swarm. Rich got far too warm. And finally, John Detloff, death by deli meat. Salami tragedy. Genoa. So much Genoa. I think that covers most of the folks we would care to. Sure, there are a few others, but guess what? They're all dead too. Everybody that you know is dead. Everybody that you know is dead. Everybody that you knew, now you know is dead. This is years from now, so do not yet repent. Just put this podcast down and find a friend. Dance and love and laugh, soon we will all be dead. Dead, 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 daddy don't dead. That's the NNNN.
That story was barely a story. You're bad at talking!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.